Locker room chats are back on the air here for the 2023 portion of the schedule. We start here with Donovan West, and it's brought to you by Medina State Bank, Triple L Tire, and Johnson Ag. And we're joined by the Mustangs girls basketball coach. That is Perry Smith. And, Coach, you know, some teams in our area, they got a little bit of extra time. They're not getting their first games in until Friday this week, but a few teams in the TBL got going on Tuesday this week. You were one of those teams on the road against a very good team in Frankfort who is still undefeated. You guys come up a little bit short on the road, 48-43. You know, what'd you like, what'd you didn't like seeing from your team out of the break in that first game at Frankfort?
First thing, Brandon, is I don't know if we got enough time for everything I didn't like or few things that I did. You know, first off, give them a lot of credit. I thought they played really well. You know, we got down 15-2 in the first quarter, and then we just had to fight and claw and try to get ourselves back in the game. And I thought they, on their home court, they're very tough. I think last night they hit 9 threes, and I've coached a long time, and I don't think we've ever given up 9 threes in a game that I can remember at any time. So give them a ton of credit on that. But at the same time, we've got some things we've got to be better at, and we will. We'll get there with it. You know, my hat goes off to them last night. I thought their role players played very well and hit some big shots, and we've got to get some things figured out on that defensive end and to give ourselves a chance, and offensively too. You know, when you get down early and you got to fight and claw the whole way to get back into it, and I think we had it at six with 2:40 to go and missed a couple putbacks that would have got us to four. You know, we had some opportunities there late and just didn't get it done. But, you know, I was proud of our girls, our competitive nature and the way we competed to get ourselves back into it after such a poor start. Was a great thing to see as far as on our end.
Yeah, certainly a bright spot when you get down early, but you see your team battle back and certainly give yourself an opportunity towards the end to win. You know, ultimately the win's not there, but you certainly take away a positive or two, and now you move on. I mean, the stretch run is here. You get back after the break, and everything's just kind of off and running now. Before we know it, we'll be talking about the TBL tournament here in a week or two, but another game coming up for you on Friday night. You get back at home, you get Washington County. It's kind of the early scouting report here on this Tigers team. They're off to a 2-3 start. They lost to Valley Heights on Tuesday. But what can you tell us about Washington County?
Well, Washington County's well coached. Coach Romeiser over there does a tremendous job. We've battled them for years, and one of the top coaches in the league on the girls' side, no question about it. Great man. So we always enjoy competing against his teams. But this league, you know, there is about five, six, maybe seven, you know, definitely five, probably for sure, that any given night, it is going to be an absolute war. And I'm not going to tell you we've got a great team. It may end up proving that we've got a great team in this league. But I think we've got a whole bunch of teams that are very, very even and teams that every single night you're going to have to play good basketball to win. And that's always exciting. And it's always that way. And I know we talk about Twin Valley League basketball a lot, about how competitive it is. I think this year may be one of them top years in that. I think there's just a lot of teams that are very even. And if you don't play your best, you're not going to like the outcome at the end of the night. So it's going to be a grinder, and Washington County will be no different. I know they kind of took one last night, but knowing Coach, he'll have them ready to go on Friday, and I'll guarantee they'll be a whole lot better than they were on last night.
Donovan West, girls basketball coach Perry Smith, joining us here. Locker room chats back on the air. A tough one for the Mustangs on a Tuesday, a loss to Frankfort. Right back to it on Friday at home against Washington County. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck against the Tigers. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Brandon.